Where
Okay,
are we
Simon
holding?
Pes. Simon Ches in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
Start it
Yeah.
again.
Got it.
Okay, Dvar Masur Mishaher Hayoim Adla Acher Sheyuspalo. Things that are aser from when the day starts until after you daven, right? Very negeya nowadays, these because the nets is so late. Oh boy, Vebsifim in the sixth Ephim. So, Aleph, Mishallah, Amir Ashachar, Shu, or Hanoitis, Men Hashemesh, Bemizrach. When the Amir Ashachar goes up, that's the spark. What do you call it? There's a name for it. No, the spark. The North Star or something, or something like that with a star. I don't know what they call it. Okay, Shu, or Hanoitis, Men Hashemesh, Bemizrach, Kivin Shaz, Maskos, Man Hatfila. Since that's when the Zman Tefillah starts, Shemispalo Oz B'diavad Yotza, that if you daven from then B'diavad Yotza, L'chein Oser there it's Oser for a person to start with Malacha, Oilus Asik or to be Isaac in the Asakov, Oilelech B'derech Koidim Shiyispalo. Meaning you could, because meaning since b'diavad yoytze, even though l'chatchila you're not supposed to daven until after nets, but since from alois b'diavad you can daven, so therefore all those things that you're not allowed to do before davening kick in from alois. Right? Shenemar tzedek lefanav yihalech v'yosin l'derech pa'amov tzedek zu tefila shematzdik. First you have to be matzdik Hashem. V'achar kach v'yosin pa'amov l'darchi, and after that you have to put your feet. And then you go on your way. Meaning, first it needs to be Hashem. Then you take care of your, then you can take care of your own needs. Meaning, Hashem comes first. So the common questions that come up with this is, probably the most common question is not showering. Well, showering too, but exercise before davening. If the only time you have is, you want to get up before you get dressed, you want to exercise like this, it's the only time you have to exercise. So can you do that? So the Pesach can say that that's mutter, but you should say all the brachas first. All the brachas of shachar to make it like a quasi davening first. Some say even to say the entire Kriya Shema.
But learning is
Right?
okay.
Learning is not simple either. Really, it should be davening first and then learning. But lemaisa, the velt, as we say, the velt. Is Mekel. Right?
I'm saying we could be we're Mekel with the learning, but we're not Mekel on other things. I'm just saying we're Mekel on the learning because it's learning, but that doesn't mean
Correct.
you can go do other things.
No, what do you mean? No, you should. What do you mean? We're Mekel on the learning to learn before davening. To do other things before davening, you shouldn't do.
Right, okay.
So showering is okay because that's like a standard thing. There's nothing special about it. Shaving is not so simple, right? And what was the other one? Shaving, showering, and exercise. Yeah.
Even if we have a set, even if it has said says Mount Fila.
What do you mean? B'diavad, it's the Zman Tefila.
I'm saying let's say person knows that they are gonna down, let's say at 7 or 8 a.m.
No,
anyway.
it doesn't
They're
make a
going to
difference.
meet at
No,
8 a.m.
it's
and they
not.
woke up early and now they
No,
have a
it's
lot
not
of
about
extra time.
forgetting. It's not about forgetting. It has nothing to do with forgetting. That's a different sugi. This is about that you have to.
I'm saying if you have extra time, so what, you're not gonna learn? Like what are you gonna do? Like you woke up
Doesn't make a
early, let's say.
difference. It doesn't make a difference. You're not. Davening comes first.
So I'm saying, what do you do? What are you gonna do in spare time if your minion is starts later or
What is
comes
one supposed to
late?
do if they wake up tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning and minion's not till 7? I don't know. Say Tillim.
No, but are you saying okay? So you're saying Tehillim is sort of like davening and not
Yeah,
learning?
yeah. But you could learn too. Lamaisa, we hold that anything that's Chefs Shema, you're to do. Like on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to shop before davening, because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs you could do. It's better to
So
daven
this is
first, but
also it's a
you
problem
can't.
on Shabbos when the
But you
minyanim
can. You
start at
should
9
say
o'clock.
Birchas. Right, and a
So
Hanami.
it's
So you should
Shabbos
say
when the
Birchas
minyanim start at
HaToyra
9
first.
o'clock and somebody wakes up at 7.
No. So yeah. So you say Birchas HaTorah and you say Shema, and then you could do these things. Now, what about checking emails and these type of things? So some places can say that that's okay because text, the emails, because that's mindless work. It's talking about like real melacha. Okay, based. But also lechol, you're not allowed to eat or
Your
drink.
texts are not mindless work. Mine may be.
Whatever
No,
it
that's
is.
learning for him. That counts as learning, no?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
No,
Because
it's chesed.
if it counts as learning, then I can't do it before Birchas HaTorah.
Doesn't it get you thinking about Torah some? Yeah, you're thinking about the halacha.
Right? I hope so.
I
A
hope you think it. Maybe you know it so well you don't have to think about it.
lot of times, yes. Not because I know it well, just because it's the same thing over and over again.
What's
But
the what
okay.
they what what's the what's the problem? Bezoin that we are starting involved is other things beside another with Hashem.
Yes.
So lechoira, the learning should not be bezoin because you are involved with Hashem.
Yes.
Going to the mikvah is okay.
That's the considered a Kedusha thing. Anyway, okay. You can't eat or drink. Shenema, don't eat on blood. Don't eat before you mispal on your blood. And anybody who eats or drinks and then davens, right, I send you after your gaiva. Don't go after your gaiva. After you have gaiva, meaning you decide to stuff your face, take care of your own needs, and then you makabal. Right? And he brings here in the footnote, smoking would also be a problem before davening, unless it's for health. Which avada, every guy that smokes does it for health. Fine, but filu lishtois kofe or tea, right? Shut your ears now if you're a big coffee guy. But filu lishtois kofe or tea, him sukkar v'chalav aser. If you want to drink coffee and tea with sugar and chalav and milk, that's aser. V'ish zaken v'chalav, somebody elderly and weak, sheni yochel lamed al nafshei ad actius atzibrin beis haknesses, he can't hold off. For his health, till after Shul, Shabbos, the end where there's a lot of the. It's better to allow him to daven Shachris in his house, benachas, and he should be mekadosh and eat something. He should be mechavan his heart with the tzibur by shachris. Yispal achar kach imam musaf and then daven musaf with him. You hear that? What he's saying? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying that it is so major not to eat before davening. He said better to daven be yechidus at home, and then make kiddush and eat something than to eat before davening.
Wild.
Yes, it is. Don't drink coffee with sugar and those type of things without Omar Shemaim. Now, the Poskim do say that Bizmana Zeh, we do allow sugar, coffee with sugar and milk before davening, and it's not considered gaiva.
Brachos first, not a brach shahakol. I
I
bet
would
you.
think you should say brachas for, I would think so. And it should be the minimum that you need in order to get your body functioning. But I think getting frappuccino and cappuccino, wappuccinos and all the happuccinos and all that stuff, I would think is not allowed. Meaning your basic standard coffee with milk and sugar, yes. But that's it, nothing else. Water, seltzer, maybe soda you could extend it to because a lot of people are used to drinking soda. Fine. Ach, let's start with refuah, but for
Soda.
what?
Before
Who?
chakras.
Four chakras, yes.
Drinking soda, the healthiest thing.
I'm just saying, if people, that's what they normally drink to get their body rolling, so that's what they drink. Okay, ach letzorich refuah mutter lecha v'lishtas kodem atfilah she'en b'zeh mishum geyus. For refuah, you're allowed to eat and drink because that's not gaiva. This is the big disclaimer right here. If you're not able to daven with kavona without eating and drinking, if you want, you're allowed to eat and drink before tefillah. Right? That is what the chassidim are saying. But whatever, there's no comment on that. Yeah.
Saying, is it better to go to a longer minyan and you're not going to be able to, you're going to have to eat beforehand, or go to a shorter minyan, which you know then you could eat?
I would think the shorter minyan. Right? Okay, Gimel. Yeshem Shafilum kom machatzois halayla also lelitim koydim shispalo. This is a big issue for before a tainus, right? That even if you get up by chatzois halayla, you're not allowed to taste anything before you dam v'chein nochen laachmer, and that's the proper thing to be machmer. Ach im cholash liboy, but if he's weak, mutter leilecha v'lishtois ezer davar lechazik gufei latoyra. If he's weak, then it's mutter for him to eat and drink something to be mechazik his guf for Torah. I think the minig nowadays is not like that. And if you get up early, this for the morning kollel people, you better hope so, then you're allowed to eat and you're allowed to drink. Fine. Dalit, mayim v'chein tea, coffee, beloy sukkar, beloy cholov. So water or tea or coffee without sugar and without milk. What delicious kodem tefillah. You're allowed to drink before tefillah. Af la'achar she'olah amar ha'shachar, even after amar ha'shachar. Ki ein ba'elam mishum geyos. Because that's not gaiva. Vafilu b'Shabbos yom tov shechayah b'kiddush mutar lishtos dvarim elu kodem atfila v'ena kiddush ma'akva. And even on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to eat and drink before kiddush, you're allowed to drink because kiddush is not ma'akiv. Why? Kivin shekodem hatfila dayin lo higi zman kiddush. The kri of kiddush only starts after you've daven. Before you daven, there's no chi of kiddush. That's why you don't have to make kiddush before you have your coffee in the morning on Shabbos. Dein kiddush el makom suda dahinu samach la'achila, because kiddush has to be makom suda, which is samach la'achila. V'arayi yashal lelecho kodem tefilas ha'shachar. And you're not allowed to daven. You're not allowed to eat before tefilas ha'shachar. It's a very simple equation. Since you're not allowed to eat before shachris, so the memela, you don't have to make kiddush, because kiddush is only meant to, you can only make kiddush when you're supposed to eat. You can't eat, so mamela, it's not as much for kiddush. Well, obviously, when Hilchos Shabbos, we'll get to what about the women? When is it chal on them, the chi of kiddush? Hey, also lahaktim lepesach chaveira lekabel ponav v'litin l'sholom. You're not allowed to go early, go to your friend's house to say hello to him and give him shalom. Vafilu loymar loy tzafra demora tov. Even to say good morning, don't do. Shenemar chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama ba'apa ki b'man nechshev hu. Stay away from a person that has a neshama, because what is it? What does he consider? He's nothing. What is this person that you're going to say hello to him before you say hello to me? Hashem is saying, first you come say hello to Hashem, then you go say hello to. To the friends, right? However, but if you happen to meet him, like you're on the way into shul or something, and you meet your friends, and then you're allowed to say hello to. Ach nochem l'shanas v'l'shanya, but change it a little bit. Kedesh yitin leiv shu also l'saka b'dvarim achirim achi yispel, so that he will remind him that it's usur to hang out and chill out and relax and schmooze before you daven. Meaning you just, in a sort of, so good morning, I think, is not even considered a sheila shalom. Good morning is just an acknowledgement. You're wishing somebody a good morning. But to go hang out and schmooze with somebody, that you're not allowed to do. Right? Right? So that's the question. Like I said, read the news and to watch video clips and all that before davening. Read the paper. So then I don't know, Lachari, you shouldn't do it. No? Yeah. Fine. Yeah, that's it for tonight, right? Yeah, so that's the bottom line is davening first is a major is a major priority before really doing anything. All right. Fine. Okay, we'll stop over there.
Oh.
All right.
Right upstairs. What?